USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans are rejoicing after a federal judge ruled the mask mandate on planes and other forms of public transportation is unconstitutional. Missouri AG and U.S. Senate candidate Eric Schmidt tweeting COVID authoritarianism belongs on the ash heap of history. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also celebrating the ruling with a tweet of his own. This as the TSA says it will not be enforcing the mask mandate on planes or in airports for the time being. The price of a bushel of corn is topping $8 Monday. Farmers haven't seen corn hit that level in nearly a decade. Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart saying the war in Ukraine has to do a lot with the upward pressure in grain prices. Soybeans rose to $17 a bushel as well. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Today is the federal tax deadline for most Americans.
The complexity of the tax code is a big complaint by many Americans. Doing your own taxes is a headache. This year, more than half the tax filers turned to a professional for help. That's according to the latest data from the Internal Revenue Service. That means you'll be getting back less in your refund check. Good news, the IRS is also reporting the average refund for 2021 taxes is just over $3,200. You'll need to file before the end of the day or go to IRS.gov and file an extension until October. Now, if you owe money, you'll need to pay the IRS today to avoid penalties, even if you file an extension. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sherry Papini, the California woman who staged her own kidnapping and confessed that everything was a hoax, is entering a guilty plea. She faces up to 25 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Elon Musk is putting Twitter's board of directors on notice. The Tesla and SpaceX CEO saying they'll get zero pay if he takes control of the company. In a tweet on Monday, Musk adding that's $3 million a year saved right there. Musk and Twitter founder Jack Dorsey are putting pressure on the company's board of directors to sell. This comes after the board on Friday moved to shore up its defense against Musk's $43 billion takeover bid. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The CDC is continuing to find cases of bird flu across the country.
A highly contagious avian flu has spread to more than 30 states, but the risk to public health is low, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture confirmed in a statement that the avian flu has spread to commercial chicken flocks in Pennsylvania and also in Utah. While the virus spreads easily among birds, with more than 27 million affected, according to the CDC data, no human cases have been found in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Professor Nicholas Merriweather of Shawnee State University received the settlement of $400,000 after suing the university for threatening him over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of a male student who claims to be female. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.